Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as you know, as you well know, it's a dream come true for me to be able to talk to you and to spend some time with you and to introduce and reintroduce you to really cool people like our good friend Beverly Inmedieval, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap and other books that she has written, and so many things that she's accomplished in her life. She's a very successful businesswoman and a world traveler, as I told you earlier. But more importantly for me, she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. As always, Happy New Year.
Yes, indeed. Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah. What's, okay. One of the things that I do every year, especially in the years where it looks like things might be a little extra challenging, is I try to get my audience off to the right, on the right foot. What pearls do you have to cast before us today?
Keep your eyes open and your ears open. I think this is a time of change, and we need to be very observant and looking for opportunities to be flexible. We don't always have to do things the way we've done them in the past.
So this is a good time not to get too tethered to the past.
Right. I mean, that's where our roots are, and I always value the roots and where we've been successful. I mean, that goes everything from your baseline of business, whether it's a product or a service, to your customers. But this year, I would say look for opportunities. I mean, just be observant. Pay attention, and you might need to make some adjustments.
One of the big things that I've been talking about for a long time now, several years now, especially since the first of this century, this millennium, is the challenges that small business owners face in being rooted in tradition and all the things that got you where you are. Maybe it's your business that you founded in the 20th century. Maybe it's a business someone else founded, your father or mother or grandparents or whatever, and it's been handed down to you. But be that as it may, you still have to operate that 20th century business in the 21st century. And that's a challenge sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. By the way, my business was 27 years old Saturday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How about that?
And it's gone through its own metamorphosis.
You started when you were 8. That's amazing.
I know. I was a prodigy. You know. What can I say?
Well, you said something a minute ago that I really liked the word that you used. You used the word opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I hope small business owners look at the coming year and don't think about just the things that are going to be challenging in 08, but also that they keep, as you say, their eyes and their ears open, because I do believe that there are going to be plenty of opportunities. And if you go around, you know, with your hands over your head and you know, like, woe is me, and how are we going to make it through this or whatever, if you go around like that, you're going to miss those.
Right. I agree.
And the thing is, here's the thing, Beverly, you and I are not even talking about things that are unrelated to us, you know, where we should be paying attention. Oh, wow, I need to go be doing that. I'm talking about things that you do right now, things that are right under your nose.
Right.
What do you think?
I had a meeting, I think it was Friday. Yes, Friday. I was off for 2 weeks. I have another business called Spring Creek Retreat. It's a resort out in the Cherokee National Forest, and so I was out there for 2 weeks.
Northeast of Chattanooga.
Yes. Still in Tennessee, but very close to the North Carolina-Georgia border. Anyway, so I was out there, and my left hemisphere completely shut down because we had 35 family and friends out there for the New Year's, and it was just a lot of fun. So I come back on Thursday, and you know what it's like. If I don't think you've probably never taken 2 weeks off, have you?
What's that?
I mean, Jim, I turned my computer on one time.
Wow.
You can only do that on the
holidays.
Well,
when you're independently wealthy, you can do that sort of thing.
Well, no. Anyway, so you know, Thursday my brain was just scrambled eggs. And Friday I have this meeting that a business owner was putting two business owners together, myself and another business owner, because he saw that we had an opportunity to work together. And I must say, you know, we go in, and I was telling myself, be open, be open. And so the other man wanted me to go first and tell me about my business, and so I did. And then as he's talking, we finally saw that we did have something that we could do together.
Mm-hmm.
But initially I didn't see it. But the reason I was telling myself to stay open was, one, just out of this theory of look for an opportunity, and two, because I really respected the man who brought us together, who really had nothing to gain from it. And so this meeting was really interesting. We're meeting again tomorrow, the two of us, to delve further into it.
But left to your own devices in the hectic hustle-bustle world of your world, if you didn't slow down a little bit, you might have blown this off.
I would have. I've had other people want to have meetings with me and wanting to collaborate, and I'm thinking, yeah, well, I've got a business to run. And I didn't see the fit, but I think I didn't see the fit because I didn't have those eyes and ears open looking for an opportunity.
I love what Joel Barker has said about this. Joel was just on the show on Friday. You know who Joel Barker is? He's the guy who introduced us to the concept of paradigms was already in our world, but he really developed it and made a program out of it. And he's the guy who says, you know, he reminded us that we look at the world through a filter.
Oh yes.
And if what comes at us doesn't fit the openings of your filter in just the right way, like a key, then it hits your filter and bounces off.
Mm-hmm.
And he said paradigms can be good things because it's what we learn, it's how we learn how to be successful around, but he said sometimes they hold us back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're saying. You're saying be careful not to put up too many filters.
Right.
And don't put your filters up too strong. Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Beverly. Beverly Emanuel, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap and other books she has written, including Success Is a Decision of the Mind. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
Jim, this is Roger Volkema calling. I teach negotiations at American University, and I've written a couple of books on negotiation. Congratulations, 10 wonderful years. Hopefully there'll be another 10 and another 10 after that.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. They're right there for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. And you can come on in and hang out with us and use all of our stuff. Beverly Inman Ebel is all over our website. She's such a great contributor and has been now for all these years to us and to you, as you know. And she's just been such a great member of our Brain Trust. Beverly, for all that over the years, we thank you.
Thank you, Jim. You know, we have a free newsletter that goes out every month electronically. It's called The Exchange, and you can go to our website, which is talklisten.com, and in the upper right corner, you can sign up to get The Exchange. And this month in January, in my article, which is always called The CEO Corner, CEO stands for Chief Executive's Opinion, you are mentioned by name, and I'm not going to tell you any more about it, but you have to go and read that.
Wow. Folks, anything Beverly does is top shelf. And this is a free newsletter too, right?
Yes, it is.
So check it out, folks, when you get a chance. Talklisten.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all, and you know what? That's all my folks needed to hear. Anything to get more out for more of Jim Blassingame. They just can't get enough of me, Beverly. So I know that they're just. I mean, they're just the keyboards are whirring away even as we speak. We're talking with Beverly, folks, about how to get your mind right for 08. How to get things in perspective. How to make sure that you don't get so either claustrophobic or so committed to the challenges, or so committed to your paradigms, as I was mentioning as we went to the break, so committed to your paradigms that you can't see that, you know, Beverly, I remember years in this decade that were tough years for the economy, and they turned out to be one of the best years of my career. Mm-hmm. And people said to me, how have you been able to pull this off? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
There you go. I used to have a poster and it had a dog up in a tree, and it says, it's amazing what you can accomplish when you don't know you can't do it.
that's exactly right. And folks, I know it sounds like we're not being specific here, but that's not really the purpose of what we're trying to talk to you about today, because it's not important about specifics. You know your specifics. You know what you've got to do. You know what's going on around you. Just make sure that, and you know, Beverly, the other thing is, I still say that we have a much greater chance of talking ourselves into a slowdown than the fundamentals present. What do you think?
I agree. I think a lot of it starts with our attitude and what we're thinking. And the opportunities that I'm looking for are just, I'm looking to do it a little differently. Like I'm looking, instead of, I have a service business outside of the products that we sell, but always in the past it's been, okay, it's so much for this and so much for that. And now I'm spreading it out and trying to give people a full program and say, okay, and that'll be so much a month, and mm-hmm. get them involved for a year. And I'm finding success with that. Another specific is the meeting I had last Friday. I was right before the break. I was talking about watch out for your pride.
Right.
Because this gentleman who started his business in 94, and I've already told you that, you know, I've just had my 27th anniversary.
Right.
He said to me, he says, well, we want you to provide service through our company, but we don't want it to be through your business name. You would have mm-hmm. to put on the hat of our company. And there was a moment, Jim, when I thought...
a twinge.
The heck I will. You know, we're known all over the country. We do business internationally.
Folks, and I've seen Beverly's red hair, and it's beautiful. And it's not for nothing, I can tell you that.
And anyway, I just kept my mouth shut, and I kept nodding, to listen. And then my brain finally got through the emotion and said, stay with this. Because we do have a program that would fit, which is called, it's a license. It's where someone can use our services mm-hmm. and products, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years through a license. But my brain didn't think of that initially.
Right.
But I just kept my
mouth shut. Your brain put
shut.
Up the paradigm, it put up the guard, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And I kept listening until my brain could figure out, I can work with this, I can work with it, I can do this. And so that's what I'm encouraging people to do, is don't jump too quickly to this won't work.
And, you know, there's a term that I like to use that I learned from somebody else, I don't remember who, but the term is have a word with yourself. You know, before you go reacting to something that happens, either to disregard it or to react negatively to it, have a word with yourself and have a little conversation with yourself and make sure that you're responding the right way.
All of us extroverts could learn that from the introverts.
What do you mean, us extroverts? What are you talking about?
I think.
But you're right. It is true. Because we like responding, don't we? We like getting right back with people, and sometimes we need to have a word with ourselves. And if at all possible, it's a good idea to sleep on things too, isn't it?
It is, because your right hemisphere has so much information, and when your left is up, your brainwave frequencies are higher. They're like 20, 25 cycles a second, and you can't get to that good
Absolutely.
Information from the right.
Beverly, let's have a good 2008 together.
Yes, let's do.
Give us your website again one more time.
www.talklisten.com. TalkLasten.com.
Thanks, Bev. See you next time.
All right.
Beverly Imeniba, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. And I'll be back right after these messages with some predictions for 2008. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.